break open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so numb. You fill my soul, my spirit sleeping somewhere cold, until you find it there and make it back home.
Good morning. Let's get this party started, shall we? Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Thursday, April 20th, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Wild ride it is, to be sure, marked by the fact that Sarah Palin visited the White House last night for dinner, joined by Ted Nugent and Kid Rock. So that was interesting, and had their picture taken, among other places, in front of the picture of Hillary Clinton. So that's interesting. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We're all Road Warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be, and as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango for interesting and lively discussion. Today is a particularly interesting day, perhaps, as Happy 420 trends on Twitter and various other social media. It is also National High Five Day, which is a bizarre concept in my opinion, but as some have observed, National High Five Day is on Hitler's birthday, which is an odd coincidence. And speaking of coincidences, I want to talk a little bit more about the situation, the incident down in Fresno, California. There's just something, actually quite a lot, that doesn't sit right with me about the alleged shootings by Corey Ali Muhammad. A number of things. So we'll talk more about that today. But a few things before we dive into that and then move on and get into some other things. Very strange book, gosh, things just get weirder every day, don't they? Facebook, according to an article in Technology Review, Facebook's got a sci-fi plan to let you type with your brain. This published yesterday, Facebook's sci-fi plan for typing with your mind and hearing with your skin. Stop Technocracy is about all I have to say to that. But inside the mysterious Building 8, the social network is working on far-out communication technologies. A year ago, Facebook started up a special skunkworks team called Building 8, and the 8 for infinity, in esoteric fashion, I would say, to focus on creating futuristic gadgets, saying the secretive projects would push forward the company's goal of connecting the world. This probably has some tie to Ash Carter's SCO, to the Strategic Capabilities Office. All of the technology, you know, someone observed recently, I forget who it is, Congresswoman, I want to say, that we spend untold fortunes on military-industrial complex research for fancy tech gadgets that find their way out onto the battlefield abroad, but then have been working their way back to law enforcement applications here at home. This will be no different, I'm sure. As the article points out, continuing, on Wednesday at the annual F8 developer conference, the company, that's Facebook of course, revealed two of the six projects that are underway. They sound a lot like science fiction. Facebook says it hopes to build a new kind of non-invasive brain-machine interface. This is, by the way, the same kind of technology that Ray Kurzweil is working on over at Google. So comes as no surprise in what Kurzweil and others have written about. But Kurzweil, perhaps most notably, in books like his Age of Spiritual Machines, which is a nightmare. The title says it all, really. Facebook says it hopes to build a new kind of non-invasive brain-machine interface, such as a cap or a headband. Anyone familiar with the John Christopher Tripod novel series? Facebook says it hopes to build a new kind of non-invasive brain-machine interface, such as a cap or headband that lets people text by simply thinking. Another aims to build a wearable device, an armband perhaps, that makes it possible to hear words with your skin. Tell me that doesn't sound creepy. Building 8's leader, Regina Dugan, says both projects have been underway for 6 months and that Facebook will decide in 2 years whether they're worth continuing. 2 years. Can you imagine? This is going to take millions and millions of dollars in R&D. And they're going to spend, you know, years to figure out if a cap or a headband for non-invasive brain-machine interface and an armband that makes it possible for you to hear with your skin, among a few other inventions, are worth it. Unbelievable. So there is cross-pollinization, and again, continuing. Dugan was previously the head of Google's similarly styled Advanced Technology and Projects Group and director of the Pentagon's DARPA Research Agency. Imagine that. The Thinking to Text project is headed up by Mark Chevalier, previously an adjunct professor of neuroscience at Johns Hopkins University. Chevalier said the goal over 2 years is to build a non-invasive system that picks up speech signals inside the brain and permits people to silently turn those thoughts into text at a speed of 100 words per minute. Of course, the intelligence community and the watchers are very interested in this technology because it dovetails handsomely with Francis Bacon's society that will, their goals, the society that will see all and be seen by none. Think total information awareness, for example, DARPA's project of similar. I'm sure if we look into Regina Dugan's past, that's precisely what we'll find. In fact, I'll just do a search for Regina Dugan real quickly. And yeah, April 13th of last year, Wired published the article, "Ex-DARPA head Regina Dugan leaves Google for Facebook." The former head of DARPA, who was running the Advanced Technologies and Projects Lab at Google, has left the internet giant to take up a similar post at rival Facebook. So that's interesting. But again, I'm sure if we dug into her background, we'd find that she was working on the same technology. Again, it's total information awareness type stuff. Very, very disturbing, though. So they're actually working on it. Facebook says it is collaborating with Johns Hopkins University, University of California, Berkeley, UC San Francisco, on the project, which Chevalier says will focus on finding a way to use light, like LEDs or lasers, to sense neural signals emanating from the cerebral cortex. And remember, the World Economic Forum has been talking about this for years, too. In fact, remember the it's already been over a year. I can't believe that. Remember the World Economic Forum conference, "What If Your Brain Confesses?" This is that kind of, precisely that kind of technology. So that's, it's very disturbing. Very bizarre. So anyway, on with the news. Some interesting provocative headlines. Vanessa Bealey yesterday discussed attackers who lured children ahead of bus blast in the Syria attack. That's awful. And speaking of Syria, even Oliver Stone knows. Oliver Stone tweeted yesterday, who benefits from the gas attack? Blame again on Assad. Not Assad. It was clearly committed by the terrorists who were losing this war. And I couldn't agree more. Speaking of the Middle East, eye on the Middle East, Turkey is now investigating, apparently, 17, some Americans accused in failed coup. A Turkish prosecutor has opened an investigation into 17 people accused of fomenting last year's failed coup, including many prominent American officials, academics, and politicians. State news media reported on Saturday. Among those placed under investigation by the chief prosecutor in Istanbul, CIA operatives, but not those that you would think. John Brennan, the former CIA chief. Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat from New York. Obviously, Preet Bharara, former United States attorney for the Southern District of New York. And David Cohen, who at the time of the coup was the deputy director of the CIA. And so that'll be interesting. Be interesting to see what that turns up, won't it? Very, very interesting stuff. As we transition over to the story that I mentioned briefly, I want to touch on this briefly, and then we'll move on. I want to get back to the just some of what I would call questions and anomalies regarding the April 13th and April 18th Fresno shooting incidents. The suspect in custody is Corey Ali Muhammad, who is his birth name, as I understand it, is Corey Taylor. But some of the strange questions. He's a person who, according to former federal judge Oliver Wanger, and that's not a typo or mispronunciation, according to federal judge Oliver Wanger, he is not an individual in command of his faculties. He was ruled mentally incompetent in 2005 during a 7-year Victorville prison sentence. He was later ruled competent 8 months later and ended up serving 7.5 years. Was on probation until, I believe, September of last year. But here are some questions and anomalies. Where was Corey Ali Muhammad from the 13th to the 18th? And apparently, police say he spent the night on a nearby 7-Eleven across the street from the Motel 6 as they investigated the shooting last week. And then traveled location off the highway, I guess, as I understand it. Spent the night there for the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, in fact, the next 5 days. But then just happened to go to Starbucks and discovered that he was wanted, had been, you know, announced just hours before that he was wanted in connection with last Thursday's Motel 6 shooting. It gets more interesting. Stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back. So what am I talking about? we're talking about the incident, most recent incident, earlier this week on Tuesday down in Fresno, which is alleged to coincide with the shooting last Thursday of a security guard at Motel 6 down in Fresno. Fresno is an interesting city. You know, the more you look into it, I believe it's the fifth largest state in California. And the Fresno Police Department has an interesting past and present. Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dyer himself is not without controversy. He's a controversial figure, been constantly the source of controversy regarding discrimination, discriminatory practices and language. There have been a number of lawsuits. He apparently had an affair, and there are allegations that he even had intimate relations with an underage woman for a period of time. He says he's repented of that, been forgiven by God, by his wife, those kinds of things. But he gave a talk at a local church some years ago about the fact that, a number of facts regarding some of his controversial past. And he even made a statement at one point about the fact that he believes that the job, the law enforcement job, lends itself to corruption, and that police get away with things that they shouldn't and others don't sometimes. So that's interesting. The department's number two deputy police chief, Keith Foster, or former, I should say at this point, was federally indicted on charges of heroin and marijuana trafficking, among others, just a few short years ago. And there are other officers in the department who have been criminally charged for nefarious dealings. It's a very strange department. There seems to be corruption bubbling just beneath the surface constantly. And at the same time, in recent years, Fresno PD is one of the departments that's been featured for its technological forerunning as far as being one of the most technologically advanced departments in the country. And number of articles to that effect. Some of the technology that Fresno PD uses. The Washington Post article last year, in fact, January of last year, titled, "The New Way Police Are Surveilling You, Calculating Your Threat Score," is one of the best articles you can read on the subject. It mentions, among other technologies, the Beware software, Media Sonar, the FBI's NGI program, ShotSpotter, and others. So, you know, the Washington Post did a write-up on them last January. They are highly advanced in terms of the technology they use. But I want to talk more about this Corey Ali Muhammad situation in a second here, and then we'll move on, get back to Syria and other topics when we come back. Stick around. I'll be right back after the short break.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete...
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. I want to talk a little bit more about Corey Ali Muhammad and the incidents that he is a suspect in, the Fresno incidents, specifically the shooting of the security guard, Carl Williams, last Thursday at the Motel 6 down in Fresno, and also the shooting of three other folks on Tuesday of this week. It's a very, very, it's all very, there are a lot of, I would say, oddities about this case, if you will. And what am I talking about? Well, here's ABC News coverage of the story published or updated earlier today by Sophia Bolleg and Scott Smith of the Associated Press. Fresno gunman gave police blow-by-blow of shootings of three men, which is bizarre in itself. So here's ABC News coverage of that. Go ahead, please.
Next tonight, new developments in a shooting rampage in California. Police this evening now treating it as a hate crime. Four different shooting sites, and tonight we're learning how the suspect allegedly chose his targets. Here's ABC's Kena Whitworth.
The shooting rampage took less than 4 minutes.
We just got another call in of six shots fired,
shaking the city of Fresno to its core. Zachary Randles died behind the shattered windows of this utility company truck. It was his first day in the field. 37-year-old Mark Gassett just picked up food at a Catholic Charities office.
He was a good-hearted person. Very caring, very loving.
58-year-old David Martin Jackson killed just feet away from Gassett. Police say 39-year-old Corey Ali Muhammad was specifically targeting white people.
Death and destruction.
In his social media accounts, he railed against white devils online and talked about destroying the white man's world.
He was going to kill as many white males as possible. And that's what he set out to do that day.
Police say Muhammad spared the lives of a Hispanic family trying to flee the area. They say he pointed a gun right at the female passenger, but didn't pull the trigger. David?
Kena Whitworth with us again tonight.
Okay, so that's it. Open and shut case, right? 39-year-old Corey Ali Muhammad, who has a checkered past, troubled past, drug-related and weapons violations charges. Open and shut case, right? Hates white people. It's just that simple. But not so fast. It's not just that simple. There are a number of questions. You heard, police now treating it as a hate crime. He was going to kill as many white males as possible, and that was what he was going to do that day. You heard Chief Jerry Dyer say, looking at a picture of Carl Williams, the security guard who was shot at Motel 6 last Thursday, Carl Williams doesn't exactly look like your average Caucasian. So, in fact, Carl Williams looks Hispanic. The three men who were shot Tuesday of this week, Zachary Randles, Mark Gassett, and David Jackson, all look like your stereotypical white male. But that's something we'll get back to in a second. First, I want to give you the words from, I mentioned him earlier, former federal judge Oliver Wanger. Here is what he had to say about Corey Ali Muhammad. Go ahead, please.
He had sufficient intelligence and at times sufficient self-control and self-discipline to conform his conduct to the requirements of law. But then, I think when mental illness affected him, we see what the result of that is.
We continue our Tim coverage now. The former federal judge who once sentenced murder suspect Corey Al-Muhammad spoke to us tonight, KC24's Megan Roop, live outside the Fresno County Jail where Muhammad is being held this evening. Megan.
Muhammad's journey goes all the way back to the late 90s, but it's not until 2005 he stands in front of former federal judge, now Valley attorney, Oliver Wanger.
We have greater works to do.
It's Oliver Wanger's first reaction to this video recorded by quadruple murder suspect Corey Ali Muhammad.
This is not an individual who is in command of his faculties.
Back in 2005, Muhammad was being indicted on federal charges for crack cocaine possession and possessing a firearm as a convicted felon. But in court,
he was highly respectful for his approximately 7 years imprisonment. He didn't have one disciplinary issue. He was a model prisoner.
Muhammad took at least 7 courses in prison, completing all successfully. But in 2005, before he carried out his sentence in Victorville, Muhammad was ruled mentally incompetent. Legal analyst Charles McGill tells us it's a serious ruling, especially at the federal level.
To find someone crazy enough not to be in trial, that means the person has to be so crazy they don't understand who the judge is, who the bailiff is.
Muhammad was committed, then ruled competent 8 months later, completing his 7.5 years, the result of a reduced sentence, even finishing a 90-day drug treatment program after violating his supervised release just 2 months after getting out.
He had behaved himself for a number of years, the entire time he was in federal prison. It's a deterioration of his mental abilities and mental state that leads to the tragedy that has been suffered.
McGill says Muhammad will most likely enter an insanity plea, but says insanity could be hard to prove given the time police say existed between the first and following 3 murders.
Since there was a time frame between the first murder and the second murder, for him to claim that he didn't have a chance to think about the conduct that he had committed before he committed new murders.
McGill speculates Muhammad will face the death penalty and says he could face charges for having that firearm as a felon, even if his mental health becomes a factor. Reporting live outside the Fresno County Jail, Megan Roop, KC24, local news that matters.
So there you go. KC24 local news down in Fresno. Not quite that simple, is it? Former federal judge who sentenced him says that he was highly respectful for his approximately 7-year imprisonment. He didn't have one disciplinary issue. He was a model prisoner. Kind of weird for a guy who hates white people, don't you think? Never met a white person in 7 years in prison that he didn't like. Hard to imagine. Took 7 courses, at least 7 courses in prison. They even showed during the news segment the course completion certificates that he received. He was a model prisoner, according to the judge who sentenced him, Oliver Wanger. And you heard that he had behaved himself for a number of years, the entire time he was in federal prison. It's a deterioration of his mental abilities, his mental state, that leads to a tragedy that was suffered. So that's kind of strange. You know, what I'm thinking there is, sure, he has a criminal history and what appears to be schizoaffective disorder or some degree of it, as you remember Trevor Aronson talking about during his TED Talk. Schizoaffective disorder, of course, means that person has trouble distinguishing between reality and fantasy. I think drugs probably have something to do with that in some cases, perhaps even in this case. So he has a criminal history, schizoaffective disorder, and is homeless. Sounds like the perfect type for FBI informant or patsy, doesn't it? I mean, these are the kinds of people that usually get re- recruited. The mental issues, homelessness, could use a few bucks, has trouble distinguishing between reality and fantasy. Perfect for an FBI informant, or more likely a patsy. He alleged his alleged killing spree was on the three-year anniversary of Ali Muhammad Brown's episode, which is interesting. That was something that Michelle Malkin pointed out recently. That's just one of those provocative coincidences. There were eyewitnesses, but very few. And it's interesting watching any of the video footage. There's video footage of suspect allegedly running along the route that was filmed. There was some footage the suspect allegedly filmed while running down the street and even firing a couple of shots, but that person isn't dressed anything like Muhammad was when he was apprehended, which is obviously bizarre, because what we're led to believe, remember we played the police chief speaking in one of the I believe it was the first press conference the day of, and maybe we should just play that again. Police Chief Jerry Dyer who said in the opening moments of his initial interview, he gives the time frame and what happened. Yeah, we should probably just play that. So we'll give you that here in a second. But so this is what the police chief Jerry Dyer said Tuesday of this week at a press conference, a briefing, around 12:30 p.m. after the incident, obviously, and this is Fox 26 coverage of the incident. Go ahead, please.
Today, which resulted in three people being shot and killed at three different locations. And I want to go over just some brief information regarding how that incident occurred and how our officers came in contact with the suspect. The suspect is in custody on this case. At 10:45 a.m., our department received a gunshot detection alert through ShotSpotter. That activation was in the 300 block of North Van Ness, and it was for two gunshot rounds that had been fired. That immediately triggered a response from our department. We had officers en route to this incident. We also had a second activation that was nearby with four rounds fired. Shortly thereafter, followed by a third and a fourth activation with six rounds fired and then four rounds. All 16 of these rounds were fired in less than a minute within four different locations. About that same time, we ended up with a vehicle, a PG&E pickup truck, that pulled up to the west side of police department headquarters at Fresno and M Street. The driver of that vehicle ran up to headquarters and notified individuals that his passenger had been shot. Okay. What we have determined that the passenger in that
PG&E... Pause that right there. So that's Police Chief Jerry Dyer. You heard him say that around 10:45 a.m., apparently it was 10:43 exactly, shot spotter alert, 300 block North Van Ness, two shots fired, officers immediately en route. Four rounds fired next, presumably a reload because the weapon, they say, is was a .357 revolver. whether six shot or five shot, after six rounds, obviously, it's going to be reloaded at some point there. So then the next, you have six rounds fired, presumably a reload, four rounds fired after that. All 16 of these rounds were fired in less than a minute within four different locations, Chief Dyer says. Now, the first problem is if you pull up Google Maps, for example, or any mapping technology, and you map 300 block North Van Ness down to where the last incident occurred at the Catholic Charities office, Google says it takes about 5 minutes to travel that distance on foot. Yet somehow this man with questionable mental faculties was able to travel that distance, firing 16 rounds and reloading at least twice in less than a minute, according to the chief of police. Question: how does one man travel to, or manage to travel several blocks on foot, a distance Google Maps says takes around 5 minutes to cover, fire 16 rounds targeting at least four people, killing three, reload twice, all in under a minute, and then discard the weapon in a location police cannot find?
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
These days are up.
So, speaking of Corey Ali Muhammad and the his alleged involvement in the incidents that have taken place recently down in Fresno, again, like I said, question, how does one man manage to travel several blocks on foot, a distance Google Maps and any mapping software says takes around 5 minutes to cover on foot, while firing 16 rounds, targeting at least four people, killing three, reloading at least twice, all in under 1 minute, and then manages to discard the weapon in a location police cannot identify. Actually, they say that a Hispanic man carrying a box of food, as the story goes, police said that he walked into a nearby alley, dumped his shell casings, and ran southbound on Fulton with his gun wrapped in some clothes. Police said he set down the gun and stopped to talk to a Hispanic man carrying a box of food. The man then picked up the gun, ran into a backyard, emptied the shell casings, and police are now searching for the man who picked up the gun. It was interesting, and they say that they have him on closed-circuit video footage, but there's a $1,000 reward for anyone who turns in the weapon. Anyway, some of the questions. So how do you travel that distance in under a minute? As you heard the police chief say, all 16 of these rounds were fired in less than 1 minute. How do you do that, traveling on foot? And there is a period where the person who is captured in video that is the alleged suspect is walking. So how do you travel a distance that takes 5 minutes to cover in a minute period? That's, you're really moving. You're not just walking. But also firing 16 rounds, stopping and talking to folks, targeting several people, reloading twice at least, and then managing to discard the weapon in a location police haven't found yet, to someone, you know, that they haven't found. And then, of course, he surrendered himself by diving on the ground. We should play that clip, too. We played that the other day. It's ridiculous. Diving, he dove on the ground, police chief says, as soon as he saw the cruiser drive by. And the cruiser just happened to be right there, which isn't entirely strange, considering police headquarters is about 5 minutes away to the south. But it is a provocative coincidence that he was intercepted en route as he was traveling southbound and dove on the ground. There were some other weird things that he said. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about this, and then we'll move on as soon as we come back. Stick around more right after this break. Second hour coming up.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.